All right. Well, Jason told me to stick around to the After Show podcast. That's fine. That's fine. He went to go do his speech with Kyle Kasha, who we interviewed on the show today. Smart kid. Great guy. Firm handshake, by the way. I shook his hand. Very firm. Very impressive. Okay, so this is kind of off the cuff because Jason just took off and said, hey, do this. So I said, okay. Let me think. Well, we talked about on the show today, we debated whether TMZ did a good job with the Jussie Smollett case. They reported basically what police said, according to them, and the guy we had on, whose name I'm blanking on. Fox News interviewed the TMZ guy who reported on it, said he just reported on what the police said. You know, Jussie said this, the police said this. He said the police were investigating it as a hate crime for about 2 weeks until just recently when they shifted direction to focus on the hoax. My, I guess, rant I'm about to go on isn't that whether they did a good job or not. And I hope I can identify with some of the listeners of this right now, but why is TMZ reporting hard news? Seriously. I think that's the question that we should all focus on. Why is TMZ trying to enter the realm of the New York Times, Washington Post, people who report on actual news and not celebrity gossip? You do realize that's the only reason TMZ exists, right? So they can tell you what's going on, which scandals celebrities involved in. That's their job, and they should stay in that realm, just like BuzzFeed should just eliminate itself from the hard news section. We should never... Listen, all right, here's a new rule. New rule. I'm Bill Maher now, apparently. Don't treat BuzzFeed and TMZ like they are actual news outlets, okay? That's fair, right? Who gives a dang what they have to say? Honestly. And, you know, my question I pose now is, why does TMZ exist in the first place? No, seriously. They are here to tell you the celebrity news. They are there to take pictures of celebrities in airports. And for some reason, you guys, the public, you eat this up. Oh, you love your celebrity news. You gotta know what Donald Glover is doing right now. You gotta know what music video is shooting on. You gotta know what Nicki Minaj is wearing at some Outback steakhouse place. Oh my gosh, Madonna is eating a cheeseburger? We gotta take pictures of this. We gotta record everything she's doing. We gotta get up in her face and just annoy the crap out of her. That's the reason TMZ exists. Are you kidding me? Who cares about celebrities? Honestly. Honestly. Answer this question. Why should an actor get more publicity than you? Yeah, you. Right now, listening to this. I'm assuming you have a job. That actress or actor has a job. They get paid a little more, a lot more. So why do we need to know what they're eating? I want to know what you're eating. Seriously, tweet me, at New Producer Tom. Tweet at me what you're eating right now, because I'm supposed to care about that. Seriously, acting is a profession. People do that as their job, their way to make a living. So why are we taking pictures of them when they're out doing normal family stuff? Who cares? Absolutely, who cares? Maybe I'm only talking to the 16-year-old Valley girls listening right now. Yeah, I stereotype. Get over it. Fine. The 16-year-old guys also out there who care about what celebrities are doing. Why do you care so much about their life? Is that because you want to aspire to be like them? Why? You're not going to be like them. They're actors. They're ridiculously handsome. That's maybe why they got their job. But even if they weren't ridiculously handsome and they got the job, who cares? Why do we as a society care about what celebrities do? Honestly. Singers. You know what I care about what a singer's doing? You know when I actually care about their life? Is when they're singing. And I'm paying to watch them sing. I care when an actor acts. I'm going to go to the theater and watch them act. You know what I'm not going to do? wonder about what kind of footsie pajamas they're wearing when they go to bed. I'm not going to wonder which restaurant they went to for breakfast this morning. And I definitely don't care with what they have to say. Seriously, this is getting ridiculous. Any celebrity with an opinion nowadays goes on Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel to get clapped with their talking points they got from Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor that day. That's what being a celebrity has come down to, going on late night talk shows and getting clapped. If you don't know what clapped is, it's where the audience laughs and then starts to clap because your point is so true. If that's what I was thinking, yes. It's ridiculous. No, Jim Carrey. Yeah, you. Just because you were in Dumb and Dumber doesn't mean I give a damn what you think about socialism. It doesn't correlate. Who made you an expert? Jimmy Kimmel, I'm not going to listen to you talk about Obamacare. You literally hosted a show where women grabbed your crotch. Why would I put any importance into what you have to say? Listen, we have to stop caring about what celebrities are doing every minute of every day. It doesn't matter. Maybe if you're listening, you don't care about celebrities. That's great. Spread this message. Spread this message. In all reality, an actor acts. That's their job. A singer sings. It's not their job. A comedian, comedians, they're funny. All right? Doesn't mean they're speaking truth whenever they come on. Goodness gracious. Yeah, so this was kind of off the cuff, you know? I didn't know I was hosting the After Show podcast until 5 minutes ago. Seriously. All right. Well, we're back at it tomorrow. Should have a good show for you. By the way, if you want my last blog post, I talk about the Ted Bundy documentary. Text Tom to 1-800-465-8770. 1-800-465-8770. That's a problematic Netflix series. If you want to hear me talk about it, just text Tom. 1-800-465-8770. Yeah, I'm promoting myself. Whatever. All right. See you later. Bye.